100.1 The X, it's 4:30. Time for the local lowdown. And on Fridays, I normally talk to Sophie from Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. But today, we're checking in with a very special guest, also from KTMB, the Executive Director, Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to have a lot of free time on my hands here pretty quick.
That is what I hear. You have been Executive Director for KTMB for 19 years, and you're about to throw in the towel. What is going on?
I am riding off into the sunset.
Farewell.
Yeah, you know, 19 years. I have been so incredibly lucky to lead this organization for 19 years. It still boggles my mind. But after 19 years, I feel like it's time for some new blood.
Did you plan on being there this long?
No, not at all.
You're like, I'll do this for a couple years. And then almost 20 years later, here you are.
Right. When I started, I'm like 5 years. I can make it 5 years. I can do anything for 5 years. And then 5 years came and went. And I was at 10. And the next thing I knew was 15. And honestly, I finally got to the point where I said, if I am doing Christmas tree recycling for 20 years, there's something wrong with me.
Now, did it just kind of snowball without you really noticing, or did each year just present a different task that you wanted to tackle?
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, is there is just so much for us to conquer and accomplish. And I have never been bored. I have not once in my day-to-day life at KTMB have I been bored. There has always been something new that we've needed to address as far as systemic changes. There's been some new opportunity for education or volunteer engagement, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, even on the days when it wasn't fun, it was still awesome because I was able to go to work and make an impact. And so I'm just really thankful for that.
I'm sure very rewarding. KTMB does amazing work in our community, and Radio X is so happy to have had you on the airwaves for so long, too. I feel like you're one of our longest standing partners.
Well, honestly, the X and your listeners have been pivotal, I feel like, to the success of this organization. I mean, it's the X listeners that have come out for X Fest and Brew Fest and all sorts of fundraising events to help fund some of our programs, and also coming out and volunteering.
Absolutely.
We get scores of your listeners out volunteering, and we are just so thankful for this partnership and for the support of your listeners.
And that's not ending. That's not going anywhere. We are definitely going to still be checking in with Sophie every Friday as Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful evolves and keeps its mission going. Who's going to be kind of taking your place?
It's going to be a guy. We're going to be led by a gentleman by the name of Mark Cameron.
Okay.
It's kind of exciting. I've always been trying to recruit more men on staff, and so I'm really doing it now.
This is how you're leaving your mark. Literally,
yeah,
Mark.
Nonprofits tend to be very heavy with women.
Yeah.
But it's really exciting. So Mark, he's coming to us from the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. He is a passionate recycler. He rides his bike to work. He is really excited, I know, to make his mark. There we go, another mark.
I know.
And, you know, just make some good positive changes in this community. So I'm excited to see him take over the helm.
Are there any new changes or events maybe coming as we start getting back to normal in the world that you can give us a little insight on, or are we just going to have to wait and see what is to come with KTMB?
You know, we are being as cautiously optimistic as everybody else is at this time.
Yeah.
As far as able to get back to where we were in 2019. But I have to tell you, what's really cool about some of the cleanup events that we've had recently over this, you know, during this pandemic, is that even though we've had to limit our volunteer numbers, the impact has not gone down. You know, they talk about doing more with less. We've still been able to maintain high levels of impact with limiting the volunteer numbers at our sites to make sure that we stay safe. Honestly, it would be great if we were getting zero tons of trash. I'm, again, looking forward to that happening someday. But until we get to the point where cleanups aren't needed, this community has done an amazing job coming out and helping to keep the blight down in our cities.
That's good to hear. Thank you, Xville listeners. And yeah, Sophie's always talking to us about prevention instead of after the fact. So we still got a lot to learn, and we're going to stick with you. Technically, this is like your 2 week notice, right? Because February is your last day, end of February?
The end of February, yes. It's really kind of fun. I had a child during my time at KTMB, and he has never known what it's like to have a full-time mom.
Ah.
His 13th birthday is on March 1, so I'm gifting him the gift full-time mom on his birthday.
That's so sweet. So you're going to take some family time. That's your next step.
Yeah, I'm going to take some family time, you know, just kind of reset a little bit. We're actually going to be going overseas. We have family overseas. We're going to spend some time with. Obviously, we didn't get a chance to see anybody last year, and we had a significant loss in our family. So just, you know, I'm going to take a couple months and just kind of step back a little bit and regroup, I think, is kind of the focus.
You deserve it. You have definitely earned it. Christy from KTMB, executive director for 19 years and partner with the X for I don't even know how many years, probably all of those, right?
A long time. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure, too. And happy that we could get you on the air for kind of a goodbye. But we'll stay in touch because I'm sure you're going to do amazing things after you get refueled and rejuvenated from a little family time. So I'm sure this is not the last we'll hear from you, Christy.
Thank you, Dee.
That's your 4:30 local lowdown on 100.1 The X. And listeners, make sure you're checking in with KTMB.org to get involved.